I'm not sure what time of day it is. Good day, President, Mr. Chairman, and distinguished members of the board. I am Ms. Demetria Nicole Saunders, a proud 1995 graduate of Kane University. I am also a former active member of the Kane Pan-African Student Union, otherwise known as PASU, as well as the Pre-Law Club and the Christian Club here at Kane. Most currently, I'm one of the core founders and I am the corresponding secretary of the Black Alumni Association of Kane University, otherwise known as BACU, founded in 2008. So today I stand before you as one of the BACU's representatives. Thus, it is with great dedication to Kane, yet deep sorrow, that I address the university that provided my strong collegiate foundation and launched my subsequent successful accomplishment of a master's in education from another prestigious university, the Harvard University Graduate School of Education, where I attained my master's in education in 2001. I am currently and most proudly a seventh grade language arts teacher, and 95% of my students are African American and Hispanic. Thus, today I stand strongly before you as their voice and their activist for their future college pursuits, where they will be in desperate need of academic and emotional support. Our current theme for my language arts class, ironically, is unfairness and injustice. Thus, I am obligated to these precious children to speak against the obvious and unjust proposed laying off of predominantly faculty of color from Kane University's staff over the past 3 years, and most notably in the past year. Factually speaking, out of the 12 proposed layoffs, 10 of those faculty were African American and Hispanic, and this is a disproportionate percentage. I am embarrassed right now to have my name associated with such an act. So I am asking right now that you reconsider what has been done. To those members of your faculty who have served this community with passion and vitality and commitment for decades of their life, who have, as has been stated, have done so tirelessly. And I'm just asking that you reconsider the decision. I am advocating for them at this moment. Lastly, I would like to say that it may be brazen to request that many that can be reappointed be reappointed upon consideration, and I'm not sure who can be at this time, but I'm asking for those that can be reappointed for the consideration by the board and the president, at least be made, and by the chairman. These may be brazen requests from just one sole human being. However, as a Christian, God tells me that I have not because I ask not, and also that he tells me that nothing is impossible to him. So I do not consider these impossible requests. I leave you with the poignant words of one of the greatest civil rights activists and all-around human beings of our time, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who once stated from a jail cell in Alabama, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." May God's will be done in this situation. I thank you kindly for your time and your consideration and your patience, and I will be forwarding a copy of this to the board secretary. Thank you.